Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, May 31st, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. WhatsApp said it now has no plans to limit functionality of users who don't accept its new privacy policy. Instead, it will send users who haven't opted in occasional pop-up reminders about the update. Previously, WhatsApp planned to progressively limit functionality, like losing access to your chat list, for users not opting in to the policy. Instagram said its algorithm will gradually shift to give equal treatment to original stories content and reshared posts after previously preferencing original content. An Instagram spokesperson said preferencing original content caused people to believe we were suppressing stories about particular topics or points of view, and acknowledged stories not getting the reach people expect them to is not a good experience. According to recently unredacted documents from a lawsuit by the state of Arizona against Google, Google changed Android privacy settings to make them harder for users to find after testing easier-to-find settings saw users opting out of tracking and pressured OEMs like LG to hide location settings as well. According to the documents, Google's senior product manager in charge of location services, Jen Chai, said she didn't know how Google's various privacy settings interacted with each other. Intel announced two new 11th-gen U-series processors at Computex, the Core i7-1195G7 and the i5-1155G7, both with 4 cores and 8 threads, and Z graphics with 96 and 80 execution units, respectively. The i7 is the first U-series chip able to hit 5 GHz with a single-core turbo boost, with a base clock of 2.9 GHz. The Internet Engineering Task Force published the QUIC protocol as a standard, which is designed to replace TCP for data transfers between computers. QUIC was first announced by Google in 2013 as an experiment in Chrome and uses the UDP protocol for fast transfer speeds with a separate recovery mechanism for lost packets and supports faster encrypted connections. After a one-month delay, Rivian announced its R1T electric pickup and R1S SUV deliveries will start in July. The company plans to contact everyone with a Launch Edition pre-order by November and hopes to complete all Launch Edition deliveries by next spring. Apple will delay the launch of Apple Podcast subscriptions to June, previously announced as coming in May. The company also acknowledged delays in the availability of podcaster content and access to Apple Podcast Connect over the past several weeks, saying the issue is now resolved. Venmo updated its privacy settings to now let users make their friends list private or restricted to friends. Previously, friends lists were always public. It's unclear if friends lists will remain public by default for new users. Rowhammer attacks were first demonstrated in 2015, showing that targeting a row of DRAM transistors could leak electricity into adjacent rows to intentionally flip the bits held in memory. Now security researchers at Google published details on a half-double Rowhammer attack, which takes advantage of increased DRAM density to potentially flip bits two or more rows away. Stopgap mitigations have been released for the attacks, but a full fix would require a change in how DRAM is engineered going forward. Apple released its 2020 Supply Chain Responsibility Report, conducting over 1,100 assessments, including 100 without prior notice, across 53 countries, looking at suppliers, assemblers, smelters, and refiners. The company found no cases of underage labor in the year, rejected 8% of prospective suppliers due to potential compliance issues, and said it had 93% compliance in its supply chain for its working hours code, which caps work weeks at 60 hours and requires overtime to be voluntary. An analysis of the Fitbit APK in the Google Play Store by 9to5 Google found a snore and noise detect feature, which uses a watch's microphone to detect snore-specific sounds above a baseline threshold. Fitbit is also working on a sleep animals feature, which correlates different sleep styles with animals, like assigning a restless sleeper a bear or a short sleeper a hummingbird. India's Tata Sons has acquired a majority stake in India's Big Basket grocery delivery service. It will fit in as one element in a planned Tata Super app that could also include the CureFit fitness app that Tata is also reportedly looking to acquire. And finally, Xiaomi posted a video showing a new wired 200-watt hypercharge tech charging a 4,000 mAh battery from 0 to 100% in 8 minutes. The company also showed off wireless 120-watt hypercharge, able to fully charge the same battery in 15 minutes. No word on when either would be implemented into a device. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.